We aim to notice the unceasing relevance to the success of our lives, because everything is hinted at in the Torah. Deriving the correct lessons is dependent on guidance from Chazal. In Sichos Musar on Parshas Chayisara, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal speaks about the great gift of adaptability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted human beings with. An understanding of this process, that gradual change, step by step, even to the point of extreme difficult conditions, allows people to adapt, survive, and ultimately recover, and then soar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command to Avram Avinu that Yitzchak was to be offered as a karbon was given in a gradual manner. This allowed his feelings and emotions to adapt to the Nisayon. Please see Rashi. This was not the same for Sarah Imenu, despite the fact that with regards to Nevuah, she was greater. She was suddenly overwhelmed and consequently Niftara. And yet, when it comes to our ruchnius growth, as time passes, routine and habit often dull that fire of our original inspiration, and the gift of adaptability becomes a gift of challenge. A tangible reminder is one way we can keep our inspiration alive and strong. I personally favor jewelry for this purpose. Towards the end of Parshas Chayisara, we learn about Keturah, whom Rashi tells us was Hagar. Rav Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal in Vehigavata explains the nature of the sickness that she had that necessitated a change of name. Hers was a life-threatening illness. The illness? She was chased out of Avram Avinu's house. Rejected, she fell and was Oved Avodah Zarah. She then gathered strength and did tshuva. The name Keturah was an apt description of her tzitkus. The fallout, the dangers of rejection are well known. Examples are Amalek, Elisha ben Avuya, known as Acher, Arpah, Lot, and more. Our Shvatim were holy tzaddikim. Yet, Yaakov Avinu waited nearly 50 years to rebuke Reuven. Rashi teaches us that Reuven deserved to wear the crown of the Bechora, Kahuna, and Malchus. Reuven, of whom it is said, Kol HaOmer Reuven Chata, Eino Elo Toeh. Even he was liable to fall because rebuke could bring with it a feeling of rejection. How does Keturah rise after her great fall? And how did she continue to hold on to her inspiration for true great living? I don't know. But Rabbi Tauber Zatzal in Days Are Coming clarifies how to soar with the challenges that we have today, in this time right before Mashiach. Rabbi Tauber Zatzal speaks of the importance of appreciating who we are and learning to radiate that independently. We need to value the intrinsic value of ourselves individually, the intrinsic value that each one of us individually has, irrespective of anything else but the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit to create us as his people, a nation made up of original individuals with individual purpose. Appreciating who we are and learning to radiate that independently is a prerequisite to building a home true to essential Torah values. May we, Be'ezras Hashem, be zoche to be inspired to work towards our individual greatness and keep the inspiration, keep the fire to do so continuously strong, so that when we encounter those times of challenge, those times of danger, we will have the strength to not only survive, but soar. May we have a glorious Shabbos, Be'ezras Hashem.